Moncrief on News Talk.
Unless you live in a particularly remote spot, you've probably been getting leaflets through the letterbox and candidates or canvassers knocking on your door. You might welcome that, or you might find it a pain. So are there rules about how to do a good canvass? A man who knows is former Fianna Fáil campaign manager Derek Mooney. Good afternoon, Derek.
Hello, Sean. You well?
Not too bad. Now, are there particular times of the day when it's a good idea or a bad idea to knock on the door?
Well, first of all, you tend to try and avoid when there's big programmes on or the news, etc. You're probably going to find most people at home from 6:30, 7 o'clock onwards up to about 9 o'clock. So you try and finish the canvass before 9 o'clock at night. But there's, but having said that, during, particularly in the run-up to an election and particularly with a few hours in the day, you are going to try and get out canvassing in the afternoon or in the mornings as well. Now, you're just not going to find as many people at home, or if you're going to find people at home, they tend to be people who are finished work. So they're either shift workers or they're more likely people who retired or mums at home or something like that. So you'll do canvassing in the morning, probably from about 10 o'clock until 12. You'll then go out in the afternoon from about 2:30 till about 4:35, and then get out in the evening. But the evening is where you're going to meet the bulk of people.
Yes, of course.
And particularly in urban areas. But in rural areas, you tend to canvass a little bit later, maybe more on weekends. So that tends to be a broad rule of thumb. But again, people know their own areas best.
Yeah. No, just I'm convinced at this point that every candidate in my area knows as soon as I put dinner on the table and then decides to ring the doorbell while it's going cold. But I suppose if you have to wait until the people are there, and you're kind of running that risk a little bit.
You are running that risk. Now, what you're there for, you'll see a lot of times, you'll see fellas out canvassing at Dart stops or Lewis stops, particularly around Dublin. Obviously, well, they can't be doing a Lewis stop in Limerick because it doesn't exist. But they're going to see people and kind of trying to catch where they get a large number of commuters. Problem with that is a very difficult thing to do in a local election because you're going to, like, if you're doing it on Grafton Street, well, you're going to get people from every area. So maybe European candidates tend to do that in the current circumstances. And then if you're trying to catch people locally, then maybe if you're a candidate in Blackrock, you'll wait outside the Blackrock Dart station there at kind of from 5 o'clock until maybe 6:30, trying to catch people there. So you try and go where the people are as far as possible, but you're not going to have many conversations. You're not going to have a huge amount of engagement if you're standing outside a Dart station. You're just going to be handing out leaflets. Mm. If you're trying to engage with people, you're going to want to meet people in the houses and at the doors.
Yeah. Now, do people in your experience, Derek, do they want to talk, or is it better to start off with a spiel of some sort?
It's better to start off with a spiel, but the spiel should be short, because what can be the problem with it is, particularly with new, young, enthusiastic candidates, they can't wait to tell everyone how wonderful they are. And that's natural enough. It's what you're there to do. You're kind of selling yourself as a candidate. But the point is to listen, is to hear what people are saying. And it's therefore you need to kind of say, listen, we're dropping around the area. So if you're canvassing on behalf, so I'm canvassing on behalf of you, I've said, listen, we've got your man Sean McGreef around with us. Have you put the dinner away yet? No, that's grand. Well, look, can we introduce you to Sean, or what's happening in your area? Is there an issue that's a concern to you? So you try and ask a question to get some engagement, because engagement is what you're looking for. You're looking for feedback from the person to know, is it going well here? Am I doing well here? Is there a chance we're both here? Is there no chance we're both here? Because you're constantly trying to get a feel for where are the voters, where are you with them? So you're looking for engagement back. And probably one of the worst things they can have, people say, oh, straight, I'd be really worried about going to canvassing because somebody would shout at me or give out to me. Very few people give out. Very few people are narky. Very few people are contrary. You'll catch some people on a bad day or a bad evening or something like that. So that's human nature. But most people are very fair-minded and are very decent and are very engaged. Are not so much engaged, but they're polite and nice.
Yeah.
So what you're trying to do is trying to guess. But the worst thing can happen, I was about to say, is that people, if they kind of say, oh, thank you very much for your leaflet, and they're slowly closing the door on you, well, you know you're finished, you're gone. This is cold, and it's cold beyond belief. That is the worst reaction you can get. Oh, thank you very much. God bless you now. And they're slowly closing the door, and you're that thing, you're going, wow, this is over. So that came to killer, yeah.
And one of our listeners, Tom, who's in Abbey League, says, ask him, is he naive enough to think canvassing actually makes any difference? Does it?
Not only am I naive enough, there's surveys and there's lots of data and there's lots of research to show it does. I used to do some work a couple of years ago across the National Democratic Institute, which is a does kind of party preparation, party assistance. It's an American-based organization, used to be headed up by Madeleine Albright. And one of the pieces of research they did was, now this is, again, this is at least two decades ago, but I tell that there's still a lot of evidence since then, that people are four times more likely to vote for somebody they met and twice as likely to vote for somebody with whom they've had direct engagement. Mm-hmm. So canvassing does work. Campaigns do work. If you look at the recent polling there, and we're not going to go through the numbers, but I think there was a recent poll with the Irish Times which showed about 30% of people kind of were saying, well, listen, we are going to vote, but we haven't made up their mind yet. We're going to read and see, particularly in the local elections. We're going to see who the candidates are. We're going to try and get engagement with them. We're going to try and get a feel for who they are. So there is an open-mindedness. And I think surveys from the recent referendum show a lot of people don't make up their mind until the last few days. So it does work.
Yeah.
It is important to get out there and meet people. Yeah.
Does it work, though, more, say, if you're a local election candidate and the amount of votes you need are relatively few compared to, say, European candidate, where the amount you need is massive?
Absolutely. Well, that's the whole point, which if you're a European election candidate, I mean, you're looking to get kind of 70, 80, 90,000 votes to get elected, you're not going to do that knocking on doors. Mm. If you are, you're going to spend kind of 10 years trying to get elected in one go. So you're not going to do that. But if you're a local election candidate, yes, because people do like to have personal engagement. They do like to know who the candidates are. So now, if you're coming to the door as a complete stranger and they've never heard you before, they've no knowledge of who you were and the rest of it, well, then you've got a bigger hill to climb. But if you can turn around and say, listen, I'm a neighbour's child, I'm from here, I'm from around the corner, I'm from this point, that local connection becomes important, and that engagement. And people like to know the politicians. I mean, for as cynical as we all want to be, or commentators want to be, etc., Irish people are interested in politics. No, they're not thinking about it morning, noon and night. They're not thinking every 5 minutes about, oh my God, who will I vote for in 2 years' time? But when the election comes, they want to know who the people are. They want to, you'll be surprised how many people do inform themselves and do want to read the leaflets. Now, they're not going to read as avidly. They're probably going to scan over, etc. But it's important. Canvassing works. The simplest bottom line is that it does work.
Yeah. And again, in your experience, Derek, does the amount of engagement and the, well, I don't want to use the word hostility, but let's say coldness, does that vary depending on the temperature of the times, so to speak?
Yeah.
That, say, during the recession, were you getting narky people, or just no thanks kind of?
Well, I tell you what, you take a succession back. So look, I would have been with Fianna Fáil, not with Fianna Fáil now, but a couple of years ago. So back in 2009 in the local and European elections in 2009, there was a lot of very angry actions on the door. Now, I would have been a ministerial advisor, and I took a couple of opportunities to go out canvassing with people I knew were running for local elections. And what would have been my own, many years ago, I used to be Ben Briscoe's campaign manager. So I went out around South Central areas, I'd know. And I was really taken aback by the anger. But it was an anger based on, you let us down. You are letting us down. We trusted you, you let us down. By 2011, that anger had gone, because they were no longer engaged with it. By 2011, they'd up their minds. You're gone. You're finished. We're not, and they weren't angry. Thank you very much. That's lovely. God bless. Bye-bye. Boom. That was the worst reaction. So the anger kind of showed there was still a hope of something. It's like the breakup of a relationship. When you're arguing, at least there's still engagement there. You might actually come to some kind of rapprochement. It might be able to pull the pieces together. By 2011, no, it was over. Good night, God bless. Take your stuff and leave.
Oh, God.
So it was that cold. But the amazing thing is, you came back afterwards and you had no engagement. But nobody shouts at you. Nobody gave out to you. Well, a few people did, but it wasn't. And I keep saying that, particularly for new candidates, and when they're getting friends and family to go by canvassing with the rest, a lot of people are going, oh my God, like, I'm really dreading this. People are going to be nasty to me. They're not. People are very fair-minded. Irish people are incredibly fair-minded.
Yeah.
And are very decent. So you're not going to get much. And you're not going to get personal abuse. There's some. And unfortunately, like, we've seen incidents of us where candidates have been attacked. So I'm not going to be naive and pretend that doesn't happen. But that is the exception. And yeah, it's thankfully the rare exception.
Yeah, I suppose it's a real Irish trait. They're never going to say it to your face. You know, they'll wait until they shut the door.
Why do you know? There's some people who will take delight in saying to you, but very politely saying to you, no, you're wasting your time. By the way, like the old traditional thing was, if you were a supporter of another party, and a fella comes to the door from whatever, from Fine Gael, and you're a Labour person and the rest of it, you kept them at the door because you knew you were wasting their time.
Ah.
So that was a strategic move by a party supporter, and not to give the game away.
Yeah.
Now, you're an experienced canvasser, you recognise the next time round going, I know what they're up to here. They're trying to waste me time.
Right.
so the fact that they let you away and go to the next door and go to find somebody else, they're actually helping you in their own way. God bless them.
Yeah. No, but I suppose you can knock on a door and, you know, the person might be a widow or a widower and you know, they go, God, someone to talk to. Fantastic. And where that's nice. How do you extricate yourself out of that?
Oh, no, that is. And that is actually, and again, you're going to find this in older housing estates where you've got people there who are genuinely lonely, and it is heartbreaking. And unfortunately, the only way to do that is, like, you're going out canvassing, you're going to go canvassing with a smallish team because you'll get more engagement. So if you've got the candidate and maybe three or four other people, what you'll do is you'll have somebody out in the main road and they'll be trying to keep the group together so you're not getting too far ahead of each other. So if you see somebody stuck at a door, you'll go up and give them a shout. Listen, Sean, you're ready there, catch up. So the person doesn't have to end the conversation. It's about out in the pathway saying, come on, hurry up. We're trying to get to the car. We're trying to get here. We're trying to get there. So that's a way of extricating. But it is heartbreaking, and it's a sad social commentary on a lot of our places that sometimes when you're knocking at the door, you're the first person to speak to that person that day or maybe for a day or two. And that is, it used to be the part that used to break my heart, like particularly up in certain areas.
Yeah.
But having said that, you're doing your kind of a little social service. You're actually engaging with somebody and talking to somebody.
That's true. And how organized is the canvas in advance in the sense of carving up areas and you go there and I'll go here and that kind of stuff?
It is very well organised, particularly if you're part of a main political party. If you're an independent, first time running, well, you're going to be a little bit hit and miss. But if you're part of a political party, and unfortunately this maybe is a skill set that political parties are starting to lose, that you'll have the experienced guys. So what you'll do is you'll have the electoral register, so you'll know who's registered to vote at various houses on the street. And so you'll start off at the top of the street and you'll work your way down. You normally do one side and then come back up the other or whatever. And what you'll have somebody there with the register saying, listen, you're going, that's number 42. It's Mrs. Murphy and whatever, or Tom Meany or whatever, who's ever in the door there and the rest of it. So you go there, how are you, Mrs. Murphy, blah, blah, blah. And you'll come back out in the rest of it and you'll kind of say, listen, good reaction, bad reaction. You might be need what, or you'll have an issue that they follow up on. And people are well capable of telling you at the door, listen, I've been on to your man about this issue or that issue, or we have a problem. So you'll end up you'll have somebody who'll take notes and kind of go, listen, we need to follow up on this. There's an issue in this area with street lighting. There's an issue in this area with whatever. So it will be organised and planned. One of the things to do, and again, like one of the doyens of Amazon over the years has been Bertie Ahern. And Bertie's thing was to go out with a small number of people and do what sometimes we call the butterfly canvas. So instead of just starting at the east of the constituency, work your way across to the west from one side to the other or from north and south, was to go from, we'll do a street in this area tonight. Tomorrow we'll do a street over the other side. And just to dot yourself around so you can kind of, you're popping up in different areas and it gives you a greater sense of coverage and you're moving from area to area and you get a better feel for the entire constituency.
Yeah.
But it's quite, I won't say it's a science, but it's a fine art.
Yeah. Now, I must say, at the weekend, a fella now I recognised him from the poster, so he was the actual candidate. I was mowing the front lawn and he turned up and he said, I'll just put this in the door. And off he went. And then 2 hours later, somebody else turned up and put the same leaflet in the door. Now, to you now, is that evidence of bad organisation?
It is, or over-enthusiasm, and maybe it's a bit of both. what it is, but sometimes what you would do is, and if you're particularly well organised and you have a bit of personnel, what you do is you do a leaflet drop a day or two before you're going to do the canvas. Now, obviously, there's either no gap between the two there, or somebody just wasn't following up on it, or you have some fella like, God bless us, I'm in politics. Sean Lamash used to say, there's nothing more dangerous in the world than an enthusiastic Egypt. And in politics, there are more than a handful. So you'll have fellas go down duplicating, unfortunately, because they know better.
Yeah. Now, but also, I imagine that canvassing has to be, because it sounds like awfully hard work, but it has to be something, especially for the candidate, something you enjoy doing.
Absolutely. Like if you're going to canvassing with a team of three or four people, you're not going to spend more than about an hour of a 2-hour session actually on doors. Most of it's going to be going from door to door, or you're getting no response and you're just dropping a leaflet in and sorry I missed you or whatever. So a lot of this is about banter. And if you enjoy engagement in people, if you enjoy banter, canvassing is great fun. Because you'll end up going, like 9 times out of 10, you'll finish up in a pub later, or you'll, at the very least, you'll end up with a cup of tea. And you'll end up talking about, did you see your one? Oh, geez, what did your mum say to you? What did they say? Oh, they were giving out stink, or they were messing. It is, I promise you, for anyone who's never gone canvassing, particularly if you enjoy people. If you don't enjoy people, stay the hell away from it. Put a poster, do something else. But if you enjoy people, if you enjoy a little bit of banter. Canvassing is the best thing in the world. And if you have a canvasser who has a kind of any decent turn of phrase or any kind of ability with themselves, they'll have great fun. And you're out with people you know, and there's a collegiality in it and the rest of it. So it's good. And you'll bump into other canvassers. And it most of it is very good-hearted, very good-natured. It is pressured, and is like anyone who's going to canvass and know what we're almost in the last week in the run up to the polling day for the locals and Europeans. So they'll be feeling the pressure, and they'll become very conscious of the areas they haven't done. Oh God, we haven't been to this road, we haven't been to that road. With the best will in the world, you're not going to cover everyone, and there's always going to be somebody who'll come up to you 2 days after the election going, yeah, you never came around to me, you never saw you. you can't cover everything, but you do your level best. But it is fun. Bizarrely enough, it's not quite the most fun you can have with your clothes on, but it's up there.
We just got a text in from someone who's just signed as sitting TD, so don't know who it is, they put no name. They said the best drinking session after the final canvass is the best.
I would not disagree, because there's a deep, it's like depressure. It's like coming up from the bends. There's a big depressurization, and you're letting us all out. And there is a, you've been building up to it. It is, but it's particularly with people you know and people who are good at this. It's great crack.
Yeah. Now, and to end where we started on what's the optimum time to knock. Dan, one of our listeners, says, I had a canvasser call last Wednesday during the bloody Europa League final. I missed the goal when they knocked. Check the fixtures, please. So that's
absolutely could not agree more. And that's a number that candidate has lost at least a number one, if not a number one, two, and three.
So, yeah. Derek, thanks a million for talking with us today. That's Derek Mooney there, former Fianna Fáil campaign manager. Someone else says, yes, dinner time in our house too. Even getting rid of them takes up time. I haven't had one politician call to my door this year. I don't know who to vote for. So realistically, if anyone calls and they are nice, they'll get my vote. Well, there's a week or so yet to go, so you may well see a few people in the intervening period. The post that comes through the letterbox labelled householder instead of your name, does address email only mean anything? As titled should not be put in the letterbox. Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, maybe you kind of need to put one. I don't know if you put one of those signs up. Because, you know, the people have signs in the drawer saying no junk mail. Would that cover that? Why canvass at the Lua stop in the morning? People are always in a rush. I feel bad for the people out there this morning for Fine Gael, and most only care about getting to work. I suppose what all they're hoping for at that point is that somebody might take a leaflet and look at the leaflet, and they're looking for kind of name recognition, and that's probably for the European elections. Richard the Thatcher says, it's occurred to me that the canvassers are missing a real business opportunity by not making best use of their time and effort to also flog vacuum cleaners or carpets or something as they're doing the rounds. Knocking on doors, anyway, would be very fuel efficient. And sure, the few bob might come in handy. It's true, but I mean, if somebody knocks on your door and you're not going to vote for them, are you going to buy a Hoover off them? Probably not, I would imagine. Canvassing 8 p.m. onwards, it's too late to call to anyone's house. I certainly wouldn't answer the door after 8. Also, children are being put to bed. Yes, that's another issue. Others are relaxing. A politician called to my husband one evening during a big soccer match when Ireland were playing. But I know your advisor did say the advice is to not call during popular TV programmes. Well, indeed. And we already had that Europa final was a miscalculation by some candidate. A politician was canvassing in a local housing estate in the 80s. He said every house, the woman was pregnant and nobody worked and they were all watching Dallas. He said it was all a dull hole and who shot, all dull hole and who shot JR. Crikey. That's a candidate who really cares about the people who they want to represent. I had someone at my door at 8:15 a.m. As I am retired, I was asleep, ran downstairs to find someone I didn't know, not looking for my vote. I told him waking me from my sleep was not a good idea. Says Anne. Another Anne, or Annie in Cork, says, always hated canvassing in our estate, but 10 years ago I had a politician call to my door. I started to cry as my son had just received bad news about access to disability services. I never met this politician in my life, but from that random encounter when he was elected, he pushed and used all the politician pull he had to help our son, and it changed our life. So there you go. It can make a difference. I used to, I live in Cork City. The only politicians called to my door were Labour and People Before Profit. Again, there's plenty of time yet. And Texter says, used to volunteer as a canvasser for local elections in the start of the century, it always amazed me the power people thought local councillors had. Half the issues they would raise were ones for central government. Yeah, that's interesting.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.